Hi, this is Hope Gibbs coming to you from the Conscious Capitalism Conference 2013 in San Francisco, California. We're bringing you this special report about the future of capitalism on the Incandescent Radio Network.
Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Public Relations, publisher of Be Incandescent Business Magazine, and your host for the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs.
Hi, it's Hope Katz Gibbs, and we are thrilled to be here in San Francisco with Jeff Klein, CEO of Working for Good, a conscious marketing and business development company based just over the bridge in Marin County. He's the author of a really interesting book called Working for Good, Making a Difference While Making a Living. And it has a companion book, It's Just Good Business, The Emergency of Conscious Capitalism and the Practice of Working for Good. These two tomes are great books to describe the work he does as a trustee and member of the executive team of Conscious Capitalism, Inc. He's the producer of the Conscious Capitalism Summit, which brings together about 150 leaders from around the world. And this week, he's producing a giant conference for This week, he's producing the Conscious Capitalism Conference 2013, which is what we'll be talking with Jeff about today. So hi, Jeff. Welcome to our special report on the Incandescent Radio Network on your exciting Conscious Capitalism Conference 2013.
Thank you, Hope. Delighted to be with you.
So, as we all know, Whole Foods Market CEO John Mackey and Conscious Capitalism's Chairman Raj Sisodia are the featured entrepreneurs of the month in our April issue of Be Incandescent magazine. And they talk about their book, Conscious Capitalism, which offers four tenets for best practices in small business. So let's start off by asking you to define conscious capitalism and how it applies to working for good.
Great. Thank you, Hope. Well, first, conscious capitalism is an idea. You call it a philosophy and an approach to business. It's also an emerging global movement, say a paradigm and a community. And it's also an organization, as you've referred to. So conscious capitalism is all of those things. With respect to how to apply conscious capitalism in business, as you indicated, Raj defined the four tenets, those being higher purpose, a stakeholder orientation, conscious leadership, and conscious culture. And the way those work is recognize that every business has a purpose beyond the financial. And if you recognize what that purpose is and align to it, it creates a more vibrant, engaging business. And if you really think about it, the foundation of business is human, right? I mean, business is people coming together to do something together for themselves, for each other, and for others, right? So all businesses have a purpose beyond making money. They have a purpose of serving the human beings involved and the human beings they serve in some way. It's just a form of human social organization. So building from that, the second principle is a stakeholder orientation is, if you recognize that a business exists for more than just making money, then you realize it has relationships to various stakeholders or constituencies, not just to owners or shareholders. So for instance, and small businesses really know this, because if they don't take care of the customers, there's no business, right? Secondly, employees or team members, the people who are delivering, you know, creating the product or delivering the service, if they are not engaged, No employees, no business. Similarly with vendors, if you've got suppliers, people that are providing you with raw materials or the goods that you sell or transform into something else, if you don't treat them well, you don't pay them, you don't engage with them, times get tough, they're going to go to people who do treat them better and you're in trouble, right? Investors, if you have investors, the communities that you do business in, you antagonize the communities, get out of here, right? So recognize that business is like an ecosystem and that the whole system needs to be healthy, you know, and all of the elements in the system need to be healthy, or the system is weaker. So create value with and for and engage with all of the stakeholders. You have a healthier, more vibrant system, which is more resilient, more sustainable over time. To do that requires a certain kind of leadership. And it's leaders that recognize it's not, you know, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all, but it's, oh, I am here as a visionary, as a person who's taking this pack, as it were, if we're animals, right? And, you know, pointing the way and making sure that we're staying true to each other and to our purpose, right? That we're serving the purpose and that we recognize that we're here to serve ourselves, each other, and our stakeholders. Now, so they create the model for the rest of their team and really create the fourth, which is a conscious culture, a culture where everybody inside the business and ultimately and ideally throughout the whole ecosystem share the sense of purpose and share this commitment, this recognition of the interconnection of all of them, and a commitment to really serve and support and care for all of each other.
So talk a little bit about working for good and how making a difference while making a change applies to this capital conscious concept.
Well, making a difference while making a living. The idea is, and one of my mottos, which reflects the working for good, is the process is the product. And what I mean by that is tying back to this interconnectedness and ecosystem orientation is ultimately, you know, we're human beings doing things, you know, with and for ourselves and each other. And how we treat each other and how we treat ourselves in the context of our work and business is essential. So don't take care of yourself. You're going to burn out. And you also are then irritable and short with others, right? So care for yourself, then you can show up and care for others. Care for others, they care back for and about you. And, you know, you do that throughout your whole ecosystem and you've got a web of relationships that are built on love, care, respect, and trust. And those relationships are the ones that endure over time. And you've got loyalty, you've got engagement, etc. So really working for good is an orientation towards how we're showing up in our work and in our businesses, and really cultivating the skills to be able to show up more open, more connected, more conscious, as it were.
And in one of your books, you quote Lucille Ball say, love yourself first and everything else falls in line. She goes on to say, you really have to love yourself to get anything done in the world. So talk about caring for yourself and the importance of it, because I think entrepreneurs really struggle with this. We're so busy working in and on our businesses and caring for our families and just making everything float. How do you personally do this, and how can we all manage it too?
Well, this is a big one for me. I'm a full-time single father, have been for 6.5 years. My daughter's now 14 and a half. I am involved in the conscious capitalism movement and, you know, produce all the events and do marketing and business development for conscious capitalism. I also run a project called Being Human, produce another large event, and I've got my books. And so I have a full plate. Taking care of myself is as important as anything else. I do something called Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu several hours a week. I surf as much as I can, which fortunately the last week has been 8 out of the last 9 days.
Wow.
Even if it's for 45 minutes, it's get in the water, it's paddle, it's shift. I have a dog. I take the dog for a walk every morning, and I take naps. I don't sleep super long, but I'll take a 5-minute nap or a 10-minute nap or a 20-minute nap 4 or 5 times a week. It's just that taking that pause, hitting the reset button. And I also eat really well. I mean, I'm not a fanatic, but I eat very clean diet and have the same breakfast, which is a drink that's just packed with nutrition, drink lots of water during the day. And I do this for many reasons. One, I feel better and I know I can show up with a higher quality presence and clarity and all of that. Also more sustainable. I don't burn out. I don't get sick, you know, very rarely. And when you can care for yourself and show up, be present with whatever is, you can show up and care for other people more than if you're not taking care of yourself. And when you, especially if you're in a leadership position, whether you're an entrepreneur or business leader, team leader, whatever, if you are modeling the behavior of taking care of yourself, that then passes on to others. Also, again, if you take care of yourself, it's easier to care for others, as Lucille Ball said, and you take care of others, they then feel what that feels like. They care for you and they feel better about you, and they start and they have more capacity to care for the others around them. So it really is like a, you know, the light of a candle that you just kind of passing the flame. So it's essential. And we think, and I was a pusher for decades. I mean, I pushed everything, pushed myself, pushed anything I was doing. And I learned that taking space, pausing, keeping perspective, it's that hurrying, you know, speeding up by slowing down, you know, taking the space, taking the time to care for yourself, to reflect, just lets everything get clearer and gives you more energy and appropriate pacing and appropriate effort for the task done, rather than just, you know, just keep going because there's so much to do. Well, it doesn't get done faster if you just keep going because there's so much to do. Actually, taking a pause, reflecting, assessing, prioritizing, etc., is so much more effective than just blindly keeping going because you got to keep going.
Makes me want to just take a deep breath. And it also sounds like you are the change you want to see in the world, which is that really a part of the conscious capitalism movement?
I think that's the part of the conscious human movement, you know? I mean, again, conscious capitalism at its foundation is human beings. And Ed Freeman, one of the intellectual authors, as it were, of the theory and practice of conscious capitalism, said that capitalism is the greatest form of human social cooperation ever created. And if you think about it for a minute, I mean, capitalism wasn't just created by some industrialist who said, I'm going to own the means of production, right? That's ridiculous. Capitalism is a system that has evolved over millennia that started with, you could say, with the first seed savers, right? First people that recognized, see, if we save these seeds and then plant them when the spring comes, or, you know, whatever language they said that in, then we're not going to have to run, we're going to know where the food is. We're not going to have to run around and look for the food. We're going to know the food is right where we planted the seeds. You know, and then they did that and it worked and they saved more seeds, etc. And out of that, you know, then you got to store them. Then you got a lot of fields, you need people to help harvest them, you can't do it all yourself, etc. So if you think about it, that whole process of creating wealth, and whether it's seeds or money or knowledge or relationships, right, there's lots of kinds of wealth that are created through capitalism and exchange, but that process is one that's been going on for a long, you know, again, thousands of years. It's just evolved as our technologies, as our thinking and everything, science have become more complex. And so now we have this system that is global. And if you think about it, there are a billion, you know, Christians on the planet. There's a billion Muslims, more or less. But there are nearly 7 billion people who are all connected in some way through the global capitalist system. I mean, look at the computer, the iPod, you know, the food that we have. Think of how many people touch all of these things, all of the component parts, all of the processes that go into creating these things and delivering them to us. And no one is in control, right? It's happening almost magically. There's no one sitting there, you know, like the Wizard of Oz with the cranks. So the point is, it's this incredible system of interconnectedness and interdependence. I don't remember where we started this, but the point is, to Ed and... what, you know, what it is. So it's this amazing system of interconnection. And within that, you know, we all play our part. We find our little niche of what is the thing that we do that turns us on and that others find value in and that they'll exchange value for, you know, with us for.
And it's really the magic of PR, actually, because people are trying to circumnavigate that system quite often by hiring a publicist. And we try and just say, it's authentic. If you have a good message, we can polish it up for you, you know, but you're the diamond. And so once people really feel that in their guts, and then they can leverage it. But it's all about that authenticity. Who are you? What do you have to share? What matters to you? And that's what my company, Incandescent, tries to do as well. So I really am very pleased and thrilled, actually, to have connected with you guys, because I think this is a universal message that everyone needs to know and think about in a stronger way. You know, taking care of yourself, taking care of others. It's just the right thing to do, and it's the profitable thing to do.
It works better. One, you're more sustainable. Two, you have deeper relationships. And business is transaction is only a small part of what business is about. More deeply, business, you know, think of all of the things that happen in any business that are separate from that transaction, right? All of the things that go into building. And if you don't have dependable relationships, and if you don't have health and well-being, you have holes, you have inefficiencies, you have, you know, crises. The healthier and more resilient and sustainable that web of relationships is, the easier the whole process is.
And I also think it begins with each of us. I always say that the stronger and healthier I am as the CEO of the Incandescent Group, the stronger everybody is, because I'm not pissing them off or freaking them out. You know, and then they don't feel like they need to push back and look for other work, you know. So it really starts at the core of all of us to interconnect like that.
Exactly.
So now let's talk about more about this conference, because we're going to be on site for on the 5th and 6th, and you have a bevy of speakers and workshops, and they all seem fascinating and authentic, like a conference like you dream of going to, where you're not bored, you don't want to leave or look for the sunshine. So tell us about what you're most excited about, and also afterward, what you hope people take away.
Yeah, thank you, Hope. Well, this event, the first day, April 5th, is really meant to be a broad introduction to conscious capitalism. So I just outlined the four core principles, but they're going to come to life. They're going to come to life with people who live this every day and who've been living it for decades. So you'll hear stories, or people hear stories about businesses and business leaders and teams and ecosystems. We have the Container Store is going to have a stakeholder conversation with five of their stakeholders, including the CEO.
As a panel.
With Ed Freeman will be facilitating that conversation. I'm not going to call it a panel. I'm going to call it a conversation. Mm-hmm. We wanted to really bring the stakeholder model to life. So for people who are already familiar with the basic principles of conscious capitalism, I have no doubt that day one will be a deepening, because it's the first time that we've presented the kind of the whole story in one place in an integrated way with these characters. I mean, and I kind of designed it and staged it almost like a theatrical presentation, where it's a story coming to life over the course of the day. So it is meant to be entertaining, inspiring, stimulating. There will be audience engagement, interaction. And out of this day, what I hope and expect is that people will take away a real sense of, wow, this is an incredible idea. It's simple, yet it's complex and deep. And it's not a fantasy, but it's very real. And it is alive in thousands of businesses all over the world. The second day is filled with, now there are about 28 or 29 80-minute workshops. And everyone who attends will have the opportunity to take four of them, an embarrassment of riches, but phenomenal people. And the idea is to go deeper in, people want to go deeper in purpose. How do I actually work with purpose in my business? Looking at the stakeholder orientation. So whether it's customers, employees, big view, how do you just deal with the stakeholder orientation in general. Leadership, we've got four leadership workshops, culture, and then we're doing one on business functions, marketing, storytelling, facilitation, and what we're calling meta functions. So how to deal with stress, how to be kind of cultivate your awareness in the context of work. So a real range of opportunities. And one, the Drucker Institute is doing a session, each of the four sessions they're doing. So they're doing the same one four times so that everyone can have a chance to do it, which is really meant to support people to integrate what they heard and learned the first day and turn it into at least one action that they can take back with them on Monday. And so ultimately out of this, we intend to support people to deepen their practical understanding of conscious capitalism and to learn tools and skills that they can apply literally Monday morning and for the rest of their lives.
Wow, sounds great. And is it going to be webcast?
The first day will be a live webcast at consciouscapitalism.org, and people can sign up anytime, and then we'll have the day one video available on the website subsequently.
So if you were coming and you didn't know everything, you didn't plan the whole conference, what would you do first? Or what would you do on that special day?
On Saturday? I can't answer that. I'm
like
sorry.
Picking a favorite child.
picking a favorite child and the other children would not appreciate it. But let's just say I might have the luxury, the privilege of being able to touch in on multiple ones given that my role. So I might do that. I'm not sure.
That sounds really great. Well, last question for you is, so what is your goal with all of this work that you're doing? I mean, you're here, you're the cover story on Experience Life back in October. You're standing on your surfboard on a desk, which is taken off, which is really cool, with no shoes, which is great. So what's next for you, and what do you hope to accomplish with your career?
Well, you know, I, about 30-some years ago, I heard a voice in my head. I heard a call, which was, you know, your job, should you accept it, is to leverage the power of business for the greater good. And in the process, your work will be a path of learning, growth, and development for you. And I didn't exactly know what that meant at the time, but it sounded as good as anything else.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where it would lead, but this is my purpose and my passion. It takes various forms. So conscious capitalism, being human, working for good, it's just good business, the names of my books and my business. I will be doing more of the same, only higher and deeper, so to speak. We've got the Conscious Capitalism CEO Summit in the fall, expecting that we're going to do Conscious Capitalism 2014, something like this year's, but different, probably more of the practicums and less of the presentations. And I am always open to what reveals itself, because this is an emerging process, just as our lives are emerging. And, you know, tomorrow is different from today. And this one is definitely blossoming, this whole space, this whole field. And so I'm just delighted that I get to keep gardening and eating the fruit.
Beautiful. I always think that business is a perfect way to do your soul work, because it gives you the opportunity to be who you're supposed to be, and all the stumbling blocks come right at you really fast. So sounds like you're in that mood too.
Well, and I open Working for Good with a quote from Khalil Gibran, which says, "Work is love made visible."
Wow.
So that's what it's about for me.
It sounds great. Well, we're very excited to have talked to you today. I know you need to run to another meeting because you're throwing a huge conference for lots and lots of people this weekend. But we're going to make It's Just Good Business our book of the month for May, when our entrepreneurs of the month will be Mel and Patricia Ziegler, who founded Banana Republic.
Wonderful.
So, and that's our next interview today. So we will be, you will, our readers and listeners will have the opportunity to learn more about It's Just Good Business and incorporate some of, or all of your ideas in fact, into their lives, their businesses. And if you want to learn more about Working for Good, just go to workingforgood.com. You can see Jeff on his surfboard on his desk on the cover, right on the front of his website, and dive deeper into his best practices for business. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Hope. Delightful. Look forward to sharing the experience of Conscious Capitalism 2013 with you.
I am so excited. And please do tune in. We're going to be putting dozens of podcasts from the event onto our special report, Conscious Capitalism, on the Incandescent Radio Network. So tune in to check that out and to check out the April and May, upcoming May issue of BeIncandescent.com. This month we are featuring Conscious Capitalism's authors, Raj Sisodia, and Whole Foods CEO, John Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.
So that's it for today's Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, where we always ask, what's your story? If you have a good one and would like to be interviewed on the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, send me an email to hope@hopegibbs.com. Check back every Monday at noon for a new episode of the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, www.incandescentradio.com. We look forward to talking to you next week. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.